Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's the Burt Show.
Part of you is very sad. The kids went off to school today, but there's another part of you that wants to celebrate.
Party, party, party. House to myself, house to myself. No one's saying mom. Nobody's saying mom. I just get to sit and watch my TV and drink my coffee in peace. So yeah, no, I get that aspect of it too.
That's not every day.
So if you are rejoicing that your children are going back to school and you're going to get a couple of hours back just for you, then yeah, call our, what used to be the parent, like our vet line, we are now turning into the parent rejoice line. So call up and rejoice and and bask in the glory that is your children going back to school. We don't judge. There's parents of all types. We all are living unique experiences, and some of y'all needed to get them hellions up out of the house. So the number is 404-954-1360. Call up, leave a message, just basically celebrating that the kiddos are back in school.
So Tommy, our show director, has done such a good job the last couple of years of shielding me from what is a very frustrating situation that I didn't know we even knew about until this year. And as we exposed it, man, my DMs were flooded with frustrated teachers. And I always kind of feel like when there's a reaction that's so, I don't even want to say over the top, but when the reaction is so heated, you really have to look deeper and see what the problem is. And I think teachers just don't feel heard.
Yeah.
So last week when we kind of exposed this problem, they're like, oh, somebody's listening, finally. And they exploded my DMs. Just to go back, we've been doing this Clear My Wish List now for years. Teachers hit us up. They tell us what they need on their wish list so they don't have to pay anything for their school supplies or their classrooms, their decorations. Maybe in some cases they have to pay for food for their kids. So we ask to clear their wish list. We go to BurtShow.com. We link on over to their wish list. You guys provide everything. We've been doing it for years and years and years. I get a DM from a Burt Show listener last week that said, oh my God, my friend is so excited. She was just on the radio. You guys are going to clear her wish list. And then she sends me this plot twist, which says my friend was immediately called into the principal's office once her voicemail played on the Burt Show. The principal said she broke county policies by accepting quote unquote monetary donations from listeners. She was told she'd have to return all the supplies donated. My friend dug in pleading that this would only hurt the students. She was immediately told this infraction would go in her file. Can you believe this? So then, after we exposed that this week, and I was surprised by it, Tommy says that this happens each and every year, right?
Oh, yeah. Every year. At least one school And it's the same thing. It's the administration that comes down on them. And it's just so frustrating.
I'm not sure if the rage should be directed at the principals. And again, for somebody that's not in this industry, I do not know. I think some of these principals just are follow the law to the T, but it's not their law. It's like the superintendents, I think, that come out with these laws on what you can accept and what you can't accept.
Yeah, and I'm not privy to that either. And I would love for somebody to like further break it down, because we had some people call in when we learned about this last week and this was exposed to us, and that we were unaware that this was even happening. I mean, and the fact that she got called into the principal's office and got reprimanded, and then like there's going to be a mark on her record, all because she was trying to better the lives of her students and make her classroom the best as possible. And I know it's layered. I know it's deeper than that. I don't know where this originates. Like, cause like you said, like, it obviously has to be administration, but who in administration, and what can we do to not circumvent, but to help these teachers without getting them in trouble?
Yeah. And if you're in this industry, I got to give you the local number. Our national number's not working. So if you want to help us out and understand it, 404-741-0997. 404-741-0997. I'm just going to assume that the monetary donations fall under the same umbrella as like the physical decorations and physical supplies. So maybe what they're trying to do is make sure teachers aren't getting more money and money that's supposed to be earmarked for these decorations and keeping it for themselves. Is that what they're trying to prevent?
Well, from what, and this is like from the minimal reading I saw online, and like the man who was head of the PTO, right? I think it's from what I gathered, one aspect of it anyway, I don't think this is like the only reason, but it's for equity in all the classrooms, because you don't want one classroom to be completely loaded, because you have multiple, like there's multiple preschool classes in a school. There's multiple kindergartens. There's multiple first grades. There's multiple second grades. Like you have multiple classes. You just don't have one. So you want all those classes to be on an equal playing field for all of the students, right? So I'm wondering if it was just about equity in the school and among the teachers, that they all have the same classrooms for the students, and that's why. But it sucks because one classroom gets punished because they're trying to keep everything fair, but at the same time, she just wants snacks for her hungry kids. It's like banging your head against a wall.
I'll read a couple of DMs that sort of represent. I must have got 100. And there I was at Bristol this weekend trying to focus so I didn't get to all of them, responding to all of them. But here's one. We only get $100 to $150 per year for my elementary classroom. And I'm in one of the top two largest districts. And they won't let us use Amazon. Only Office Depot or School Specialty, which are not cheap, especially when you need bulk items and they don't have things to decorate or make things engaging like Amazon. She says, ridiculous. We partner with a local church that helps us and our kids with supplies. We are Title I. I had to move classrooms this year to a completely different grade level and spent over $500. If our room isn't cute or inviting enough, we get in trouble.
Wow. So it's like you get in trouble no matter what you do.
No, I'm sure you saw the DMs, but I got a couple that said, well, if we're just doing it for teachers to call in and ask for donations specifically for their classroom, but if the PTO was allowed to accept donations, what if we just switched it to like allowing the PTO to call in so nobody gets in trouble, and then there's, you know, quote unquote equity for all the classrooms?
Yeah, maybe we need to have like a group of teachers and PTO that can help us through this problem for next year.
Yeah.
Good morning, Shelby. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey.
So I used to be a teacher, and I think part of the problem, well, I think there's two reasons. One, my first couple years teaching, they allowed us to do this, and it was fine, but then the word came out that they didn't want the county to appear like they couldn't provide for us, which is interesting because they don't provide the pretty things. Yeah. Yeah. Talking about the decor.
Heaven forbid that people find out the truth.
Right. I mean, the optics on it is really what they're more concerned with. But everybody knows kind of like the dirty little secret. And it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You know, their hands are tied as well. but I understand it. Here's another one. It's so insulting claiming the $250. My husband and I just spent $103 on name tags, name tag protectors, bulletin board pieces that he wrote their names on, yearly birthday charts, the basics. We buy pajamas for our kids who come to Christmas and Halloween pajamas with nothing, with absolutely nothing. We make sure our kids have birthday treats. We've picked up our students to take them to school. It's so sad how much teachers go out of their way, and for so many families and lawmakers to be clueless. Everyone had a favorite teacher, and we just are trying to do our best to survive.
I think that's the thing, that word clueless. And I think it's the higher ups who aren't in the classrooms and see the daily struggles of the teachers and the students. And they are not comprehending how important this additional money is.
And the last one, I was crying after the lady who was adopting the former student. Oh. That's the woman that we helped last week. Then Cassie got back on crying and it got ugly. I was a mess by the time I got to work. My boss was like, oh no, what happened? And I just said, the Burt Show.
I wonder how many people have had to say that when they got to work. Mascara dripping down their face. Oh my God, is everything okay? The Burt Show. Right.
Your manager's just like, that show is that bad.
So while we get to some drama here in just a second about the woman that had to confront her dad about OnlyFans models on Instagram, yeah, we'll get into that. I just wanted to replay and help this teacher out from earlier this morning that has a couple of different jobs, three jobs. She's a working mom and she's still needs help with her wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fam help clear your wish list.
Hello, my name is Shauna Wellman, and I'm interested in having you guys clear my wish list. I teach second grade at the International Charter School of Atlanta. I'm in need of many people to clear my list. I feel as though I give all of my extra money to my students and my classroom for all of their needs, and it would be a great help for me to provide them with more manipulatives, opportunities, flexible seating, and just areas for them to grow and learn in my classroom. I feel like I can never do that because I've run out of money each year. I'm a single mom. I work three jobs to be able to survive. And just every time I turn around, I have more money coming out of my pocket. Funding is cut, bills are going up, and it just seems like it's not enough. I would greatly appreciate any of you helping me clear my wish list. Thank you so much.
It's up online right now at theburtshow.com.
It's The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.